ABC Radio Australia.
Well, it appears that the move to suspend visas on arrival to Papua New Guinea for the month of November is going to remain in place. There are concerns that some tourists could be left in the lurch after PNG announced only earlier this week that it would not be issuing any visas on arrival for the month of November because of APEC. It means people, and generally tourists, wanting to travel to the country from the 30th of this month will actually need to apply for a visa beforehand. But, of course, that late notice has caught PNG's own tourism authority by surprise. Pacific Beat reporter Lauren Beldy is on the story. Lauren, why have the visas on arrival been suspended?
Well, Catherine, the PNG Immigration and Citizenship Authority made the announcement publicly on Monday. They say it's part of enhanced border security measures in the lead-up to APEC Leaders Week, and that suspension will be in effect from the 30th of October through to the end of November. The Leaders Week, of course, being in the middle of November from the 12th to the 18th. Now, the APEC Security Act does say that the Joint Task Force may liaise with relevant state agencies to establish requirements for submission of information on persons prior to their arrival in the country, but it doesn't specify what those requirements are. And when the announcement came out, local media reported that the tourism authority and indeed the tourism industry had been caught quite off guard by the announcement. People from about 70 or so countries and territories can normally get a visa on arrival in PNG, but any prospective travellers from those places will now have about 2 weeks to organise their visas. The concern being, of course, that if they're not near an embassy or a consulate, it could take them longer to have that arranged and processed. It's understood that the CEO of the Tourism Authority, Jerry Argus, and the Chief Migration Officer, Solomon Cantha, met about this issue because Mr. Argus was concerned about the effect that it might have on the tourism industry. But the Immigration Authority tells us that the decision was made to continue with the policy as planned. So the indication is that that suspension will still go ahead.
And Lauren, what's been the reaction of tour operators?
Well, I called several operators in Australia, many specialising in tours of the Kokoda Track. One told me that they had concerns about whether some clients of theirs for an early November trek would be able to procure their visas in time. Others say that they're unaffected, but know people that are. Others told me that they understand that it's a security measure that needs to be put in place and they're not that fussed. The shared sentiment was that they really hadn't heard any word of the suspension until the last few days, and it certainly was an inconvenience. Some questioned why the ICA had waited until just 2 weeks before November to announce the suspension. Mick O'Malley from Australian Kokoda Tours says he's pretty confident that everyone scheduled to travel to PNG for their upcoming November tour will be able to get the paperwork in time, but says that the short time frame has been a bit of a hassle.
It's not ideal, to be honest. It makes it a little bit difficult to put things in place and on timelines, and we're sort of reliant on external factors now. Like, they can be quite timely getting visas back. We've got to send passports away and those sorts of things, so we can definitely get around it, but it just makes things a little bit more hectic and difficult, that's all.